Okay, this is good. This one is okay. This one is, well, it could be better. This one is... Oh, hi there. Good morning. Why am I up so early? Well, I don't know. I just felt like waking up early. What about you? You haven't gotten enough rest? I see. You poor thing. Well, you can always try to get a better sleep later. No, it's okay. Don't worry. It's completely okay because I am definitely the same. So, it's all good. What am I doing? Nothing much. I'm just kind of reviewing something. I'm talking with my friends at the office. Yeah, they sent me a few pictures. They were asking what kind of clothes I liked. I'm not sure. I think they wanted to buy a few clothing pieces for me because they invited me to go shopping a few days ago, but then I refused, and now they are sending me pictures. I told them that it wasn't necessary, but they kept insisting. They said that I should try out different styles so I wouldn't get stuck with the same outfits every single day. I know, it sounds silly. Really? You don't think it's silly? Yeah, actually you do have a point. It's not bad to take a step out of my comfort zone. And it's not like they're forcing me. I actually really appreciate it. And you're right. I'll never know. I might have more than one style of clothing. Anyway, what are your plans for today? Oh, I wish I could say the same. Yeah, I know, but my boss sent me a few emails and asked me to do little tasks. If I know, he is just being a lazy bum again. So, nope, I have some work to do today. Yeah, I know, right? I don't know. I'm honestly considering, you know, quitting. Not soon, but I'm definitely considering. Because it's unfair. I get more workload, more than anyone else. And what's even weirder is that he never treats anyone else the same way that he treats me. Like, he gives me a lot of work to do. He always bosses me around. And God, he is always so irritable around me. It's like he hates me or something, you know? Whatever. He won't be able to boss me around once I resign. I don't know. I guess I'll just have to look for some other place I can apply to. Don't worry. I'll be fine. I'm sure of it. I'm independent. What do you mean? Why am I always like what? What do you mean, why am I always like this? You know, I don't have anyone but myself. I don't have anyone else to rely on. Like I said, I grew up not needing anyone. Well, it's not like I had someone too. I had to grow up that way. There was nobody around to provide the things that I needed. And I only had myself. So I have to figure out a way how to survive. One way or another. I know you're there, and I'm always thankful for that. Coffee? Yes, I would love to have coffee with you. What time is it? I think it's 11 p.m. Yeah, it's almost 12 midnight. I'm not done yet. Why? What is it? Come on. I don't think so. If it's nothing important, then you would just tell me. You're blushing. What is it? Just spit it out, dummy. You just want my company? Why? Because you feel bored and lonely. Okay. Well, let's see. Too bad I'm still working on revising these papers my boss gave me. But I'm almost done. Well, it's not like I'm in a hurry. The due is still a week from now. I can just continue this later on when I want to. Plus, I've been working on this all day already. I didn't even notice how fast time went by. Well, it looks like someone is being a bit needy. Oh, you are not needy? Really? Seems to me like you're being clingier than usual. And you're blushing too. Don't tell me that you have a crush on me. Yeah, sure. Go ahead and deny it all you want, dummy. What? I like this? Excuse you, I do not like this. Whatever you're referring to. I'm just teasing you because your reactions are funny. Oh, please. Even if you do have a crush on me, I don't care. Whatever, I'm gonna prepare for bed. Maybe I will keep you company when you stop teasing me. Fine, I'll stop teasing you too. Sound fair? Good, I'll be back. Are you really sure that you want me to be in bed with you? Fine, but only because you asked me to. I don't know. Why else would you ask me to anyway? You enjoy my company? Really? Despite me being, cranky most of the time? Okay. I'm sorry. I do admit that I can often be irritable and a little sensitive, I guess. But I'm working on it. And I'm really glad that you're there. You're being patient with me, even though I'm a little difficult to be with. Honestly, I don't even know how you can stand to be with me. Because what? Do you mean that? Okay. Nothing, it's just... Thank you. Thank you for believing in me. It's the first time that I've heard anyone say that they believe in me. It's the first time that someone has really looked at me as a person on the inside, not just on the outside. Well, everyone I've ever met usually thinks that I'm, you know, mean, harsh, you know, that kind of stuff. You don't think I'm any of those? What do you think then? I'm not gonna deny that. It's so much easier to push everyone away than trust the wrong people. I don't want to get hurt anymore. Yeah, I guess you're right. I just need a little bit of time to get there. I know. You've always been good since when we first met, and you've proven yourself over and over again. You know, you're the first person I've ever felt safe with. Remember that night I got home drunk? You took care of me. And I guess, at the back of my head, I didn't mind letting you see me in that state because I knew that I can trust you. I knew that you wouldn't just neglect me like everyone else. And that means a lot to me. No, I should be the one thanking you. So thank you. Well, I grew up in a small orphanage. Had a few friends, but even though they were just a few, they were really good friends, and thanks to them, I at least experienced somewhat of a fun childhood. One of my best memories with them is whenever we would build blanket forts in our playground. Then we'd gather our snacks, stuffed toys, storybooks. Fun times. And then one day, one of our friends said that she's going home to her family. As it turns out, she was just stolen from her parents and then dropped off at the orphanage. Then a few years later, my other friend got adopted as well, so I was the only one left. Nobody came to adopt me and give me a new home. So, yeah. Did I try to find my friends? Of course, I did try to find them, but I couldn't. I only knew their first names. Of course, I'd love to find them again. Who knows? Maybe one day, our paths will cross again. What about after my 18th birthday? Well, that's when I decided to leave the orphanage. I was too old to stay anyway. I'm just lucky that I landed on a job quickly, as a babysitter and a housekeeper. It wasn't much, but the family that hired me were good people, and they agreed to let me stay with them. And I am just really lucky that I got a scholarship when I got to college. And of course, I continued working while I was in college. Yeah, life was a little hard back then. Well, actually, really hard. Especially when I was in college. Nothing. I just remembered something. Well, I just remembered the first crush I ever had when I was in college. His name was Paul. Paul was a really nice guy, or so I thought. Yeah, well, Paul also showed concern for me back when we were in college. Like, he'd always try to volunteer to help me out, and then he'd always try to, you know, go with me, basically accompany me whenever I would go somewhere, especially when it's for school stuff. And then I found out that he was just trying to get to me so that he could stay with me whenever he was bored with his life, or when he and his girlfriend were having problems. Yeah, he just led me, well, misled me, into believing that he's actually a nice person. You know what? I'm just glad that it's over. Yeah, he was a jerk. I guess that was my first heartbreak. I was naive. Have I ever been in love? Well, honestly, I don't know. I have no idea. How about you? Have you ever been in love? I bet it's an amazing feeling. Oh, really? I didn't know that you liked someone. Oh, right. Yeah, I didn't know that you had feelings for someone. Well, congrats! So are you guys together? Or, wait, how come I've never met her? Okay, sorry. I just got a little excited. I know her? Oh wow. Really? What? Does she live in this building as well? Like, do I work with her? Okay. Well, then, how do I know her? You're talking to her right now. Yeah, right. Sure. Nice one, dummy. You almost got me there. You can try again. You're being serious. Serious in what sense? That you like me. Stop it, okay? It's not funny. Oh yeah? Then why do you like me? Okay, then give me at least one reason. The best reason that you can give. Wait, that's a good thing? Showing my vulnerable side? Yeah. Yeah. I am just human. Well, when you say it like that, it makes sense. I guess I just find it difficult to open up because I don't trust people easily. I've had my heart broken before, and I've always felt like if I show someone my vulnerable side, I'm afraid that they might see me as a weak person. Yeah, you're right. It just shows that I have emotions too. Well, I'm not sure about that. But of course, I'll do my best to show more of myself and my vulnerability. But I'm gonna need a little bit of time. But I want you to know that I'm truly thankful for your patience and understanding. Not everyone has the same patience like you do. Close your eyes. Just close your eyes, dummy. Okay. Come closer. What was that for? Well, just consider it as a token of my gratitude. That was nice. Well, do you want to try it again? Okay. Close your eyes. I guess I'm ready. I guess I'm ready to open up. I'm ready to fully trust you. Yes, it means exactly what you're thinking of. I have feelings for you, you dummy. I mean, why else would I kiss you? And why do you think am I this soft towards you? Consider yourself lucky. So come kiss me again. So, what does this mean for us? I mean, we kissed. And confessed to each other. Wait, you did confess, right? Okay, I'm just making sure. Kiss me again. Stay by my side, and I'll always be here as well.